December 1st, 2022, 15:29 hours. We need to do our Isaiah study, chapter 41. Little children, if you're ready, we're going to do that now just to not postpone it so that we don't forget to do it. So, attend to me in silence, you islands, and let national groups themselves regain power. Let them approach. At that time, let them speak. Let us come up close together for the judgment itself. Who has roused up someone from the sunrise? Who proceeded in righteousness to call him to his feet, to give before him the nations, and to make him go subduing even kings? Who kept giving them like dust to his sword, so that they have been driven about like mere stubble with his bow? Who kept pursuing them, kept peacefully passing along on his feet over the path by which he did not proceed to come? Who has been active and has done this, calling out the generations from the start? I, Jehovah, the first one, and with the last ones I am the same. The islands saw and began to fear. The very extremities of the earth began trembling. They drew near and kept coming. They went helping each one his companion. And one would say to his brother, "Be strong." So the craftsman went strengthening the metal worker, the one doing the smoothing out with the forge hammer, him that is hammering away at the anvil, saying regarding the soldering, "It is good." Finally, one fastened it with nails that it could not be made to totter. Talking about false idols that were made of metal and of wood. But you, O Israel, are my servant. You, O Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. You, whom I have taken hold of from the extremities of the earth, and you, whom I have called even from the remote parts of it. And so I said to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you, and I have not rejected you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not gaze about, for I am your God. I will fortify you. I will really help you. I will really keep fast hold of you with my right hand of righteousness. And look, all those getting heated up against you will become ashamed and be humiliated. The men in a quarrel with you will become as nothing and will perish. You will search for them, but you will not find them. Those men in a struggle with you, they will become as something non-existent and as nothing, those men at war with you. For I, Jehovah your God, am grasping your right hand, the one saying to you, 'Do not be afraid, I myself will help you.' Do not be afraid, you worm, Jacob, you men of Israel. I myself will help you, is the utterance of Jehovah. Even your repurchaser, the Holy One of Israel, look, I have made you a thrashing sledge, a new thrashing instrument, having double-edged teeth. You will tread down the mountains and crush them, and the hills you will make just like the chaff. You will winnow them, and a wind itself will carry them away, and a windstorm itself will drive them different ways. And you yourself will be joyful in Jehovah. In the Holy One of Israel, you will boast about yourself. The afflicted ones and the poor ones are seeking for water, but there is none. Because of thirst, their very tongue has become dry. I myself, Jehovah, shall answer them. I, the God of Israel, shall not leave them. Upon bare hills, I shall open up rivers, and in the midst of the valley plains, springs. I shall make the wilderness into a reedy pool of water, and the waterless land into sources of water. In the wilderness, I shall set the cedar tree, the acacia, and the myrtle and the oil tree. in the desert plain, I shall place the juniper tree, the ash, and the cypress at the same time, in order that people may see and know and pay heed and have insight at the same time that the very hand of Jehovah has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has himself created it. Bring your controversial case forward, says Jehovah. Produce your arguments, says the King of Jacob. Produce and tell to us the things that are going to happen. The first things, what they were, do tell, that we may apply our heart and know the future of them, or cause us to hear even the things that are coming. Tell the things that are to come afterward, that we may know that you are gods. Yes, you ought to do good or do bad, that we may gaze about and see it at the same time. Look, you are something non-existent, and your achievement is nothing. A detestable thing is anyone that chooses you. I have roused up someone from the north, and he will come. From the rising of the sun he will call upon my name, and he will come upon deputy rulers, as if they were clay, and just as a potter that tramples down the moist material. Who has told anything from the start that we may know, or from times past that we may say he is right? Really, there is no one telling. Really, there is no one causing one to hear. Really, there is no one that is hearing any sayings of you men. There is one first saying to Zion, look, here they are. And to Jerusalem, I shall give a bringer of good news. And I kept seeing, and there was not a man. And out of these, there was also no one that was giving counsel. And I kept asking them that they might make a reply. Look, all of them are something non-existent. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and unreality. That's the end of Isaiah 41. So it does talk about these, their works being nothing, because they make molten images as idol gods. They create these statues to worship, and they create them out of metal and wood, and they're non-existent to Jehovah because they're unreality. They don't have any life in them. They're not significant in any way. Even the men who make these idol gods have nothing to say. No one is giving counsel. In verse 28, there's not one of them who gives counsel, because they're similar to their own works that they make for themselves, which are also speechless, which are these idol gods. And these insignificant works of theirs, which cannot speak either. They're the gods they worship. They worship gods that cannot speak. And they themselves, similarly, have no counsel that they can give us, or that they can give Jehovah. He asks them for counsel, and they can't give counsel. That was in verse 28. Tell the things that are to come afterward. Jehovah says that if these people are capable of predicting the future, then of saying what's going to come next, what's coming in the future, if they can talk about that and predict it or forecast and give us information about what's coming in the future, then they should do so. But he acknowledges that they don't do that because they're non-existent. They don't actually have the ability to forecast the future. They can't. If they could, I mean, if they were something significant, they'd be able to know the future. but they can't. Therefore, they're nothing compared to Jehovah, because Jehovah can tell the future. So Jehovah has that ability, and these men who create these false gods don't have that ability. In the wilderness, I shall set the cedar tree. He says, but Jehovah can provide water in verse 18 for the thirsty ones, and he will do it. He says that. And in verse 16, the men of Israel in verse 14, and then in verse 16 he tells them that they will boast in them, in the Holy One of Israel. They will boast in Jehovah about themselves. They will boast about themselves, but in Jehovah. We boast in Jehovah. We don't boast about ourselves alone, but Jehovah gives us a reason to boast, because he can do miracles. He does do miracles, but he provides many things for us, such as food and water and sunshine and so many other things. Life itself he provides us. The harvest he provides us with. He mentions the thrashing sledge here. A new one. And we will be joyful. Those of us who are part of spiritual Israel nowadays, because literal Israel is at the time of Isaiah's writing this, of course, Israel was the people of God, but nowadays it's all the nations are in this new covenant by means of the blood of Christ. All the men of all the nations have the potential to come into this arrangement as spiritual Israel, in a relationship with Jehovah, as part of spiritual Israel, part of the blessed people of Jehovah. Anyway, whether they're considered part of, they're not necessarily the anointed class who go to heaven, but they're all part of the blessed people of spiritual Israel, in the sense that they're part of Jehovah's people. They're all one, all together, with the anointed of the heavenly class who hope to go to heaven, and those who hope to live forever on earth, which was the original purpose that God intended for Adam and Eve, was for them to live forever on earth and to have children and have their children live forever on earth, but which plan was thwarted temporarily by the devil and his influence over Eve, and then Adam became guilty as well, but it was redeemed with the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So here now, let's read 1 Thessalonians. It's got 5 chapters. Let's find out whether this has anything to say in it that's related to Isaiah 41, which we just read. The first, to the Thessalonians, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the congregation of the Thessalonians in union with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May you have undeserved kindness and peace. We always thank God when we make mention concerning all of you in our prayers, for we bear incessantly in mind your faithful work and your loving labor and your endurance due to your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father. For we know, brothers, loved by God, his choosing of you, because the good news we preach did not turn up among you with speech alone, but also with power and with Holy Spirit and strong conviction, just as you know what sort of men we became to you for your sakes, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord. seeing that you accepted the word under much tribulation with joy of Holy Spirit, so that you came to be an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. The fact is, not only has the word of Jehovah sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith toward God has spread abroad, so that we do not need to say anything, for they themselves keep reporting about the way we first entered in among you and how you turned to God from your idols to slave for a living and true God and to wait for his Son from the heavens, whom he raised up from the dead, namely Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath which is coming. So there the idols are mentioned. We've already found a correspondence between 1 Thessalonians and Isaiah 41. To be sure, you yourselves know, brothers, how our visit to you has not been without results, but how after we had first suffered and been insolently treated, just as you know, in Philippi, we mustered up boldness by means of our God to speak to you the good news of God with a great deal of struggling, which could be similar to suffering, but it's not exactly the same thing. For the exhortation we give does not arise from error or from uncleanness or with deceit, but just as we have been proved by God as fit to be entrusted with the good news, so we speak as pleasing not men, but God, who makes proof of our hearts. In fact, at no time have we turned up either with flattering speech, just as you know, or with a false front for covetousness, God is witness, neither have we been seeking glory from men, no, either from you or from others, though we could be an expensive burden as apostles of Christ. To the contrary, we became gentle in the midst of you, as when a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, having a tender affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the good news of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us. Certainly you bear in mind, brothers, our labor and toil. It was with working night and day so as not to put an expensive burden upon any one of you that we preached the good news of God to you. You are witnesses, God is also. How loyal and righteous and unblameable we proved to be to you, believers. In harmony with that, you well know how, as a father does his children, we kept exhorting each one of you and consoling and bearing witness to you, to the end that you should go on walking worthily of God, who is calling you to his kingdom and glory. Indeed, that is why we also thank God incessantly. Because when you received God's word, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but just as it truthfully is, as the word of God, which is also at work in you believers. For you became imitators, brothers, of the congregations of God that are in Judea, in union with Christ Jesus, because you also began suffering at the hands of your own countrymen the same things as they also are suffering at the hands of the Jews, who killed even the Lord Jesus and the prophets and persecuted us. Furthermore, they are not pleasing God, but are against the interests of all men, as they try to hinder us from speaking to people of the nations, that these might be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins, but his wrath has at length come upon them. As for ourselves, brothers, when we were bereaved of you for but a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored far more than is usual to see your faces with great desire, For this reason we wanted to come to you. Yes, I, Paul, both once and a second time. But Satan cut across our path. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of exaltation? Why, is it not in fact you, before our Lord Jesus at his presence? You certainly are our glory and joy. Chapter 3. Hence, when we could bear it no longer, we saw good to be left alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy, our brother, and God's minister in the good news about the Christ, in order to make you firm and comfort you in behalf of your faith, that no one might be swayed by these tribulations. For you yourselves know we are appointed to this very thing. In fact, too, when we were with you, we used to tell you beforehand that we were destined to suffer tribulation, just as it has also happened, and as you know. That is why, indeed, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to know of your faithfulness, as perhaps in some way the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor might have turned out to be in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and given us the good news about your faithfulness and love, and that you continue having good remembrance of us always, yearning to see us in the same way indeed as we also do you. That is why, brothers, we have been comforted over you in all our necessity and tribulation through the faithfulness you show, because now we live if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we render to God concerning you in return for all the joy with which we are rejoicing on your account before our God? While night and day we make more than extraordinary supplications to see your faces and to make good the things that are lacking about your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way prosperously to you. Moreover, may the Lord cause you to increase. Yes, make you abound in love to one another and to all, even as we also do to you, to the end that he may make your hearts firm, unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the presence of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Chapter 4. Finally, brothers, we request you and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, just as you received the instruction from us on how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are in fact walking, that you would keep on doing it more fully. For you know the orders we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is what God wills, the sanctifying of you, that you abstain from fornication, that each one of you should know how to get possession of his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in covetous sexual appetite, such as those also as also those nations have, which do not know God, that no one go to the point of harming and encroach upon the rights of his brother in this matter, because Jehovah is one who exacts punishment for all these things, just as we told you beforehand and also gave you a thorough witness. For God called us not with allowance for uncleanness, but in connection with sanctification. So then, the man that shows disregard is disregarding not man, but God who puts his Holy Spirit in you. However, with reference to brotherly love, you do not need us to be writing you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And in fact, you are doing it to all the brothers in all of Macedonia. But we exhort you, brothers, to go on doing it in fuller measure, and to make it your aim to live quietly, and to mind your own business, and work with your hands, just as we ordered you, so that you may be walking decently as regards people outside, and not be needing anything. Moreover, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant concerning those who are sleeping in death, that you may not sorrow just as the rest also do who have no hope. For if our faith is that Jesus died and rose again, so too those who have fallen asleep in death through Jesus, God will bring with him. For this is what we tell you by Jehovah's word, that we the living who survive to the presence of the Lord shall in no way precede those who have fallen asleep in death, because the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a commanding call. And those who are dead in union with Christ will rise first. Afterward, we the living who are surviving will together with them be caught away in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Consequently, keep comforting one another with these words. Chapter 5. Now as for the times and seasons, brother, you need nothing to be written to you, for you yourselves know quite well that Jehovah's day is coming exactly as a thief in the night. Whenever it is that they are saying peace and security, then sudden destruction is to be instantly upon them, just as the pang of distress upon a pregnant woman, and they will by no means escape. But you, brothers, you are not in darkness, so that that day should overtake you as it would thieves, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We belong neither to night nor to darkness. So then, let us not sleep on, as the rest do, but let us stay awake and keep our senses. For those who sleep are accustomed to sleep at night, and those who get drunk are usually drunk at night. But as for us who belong to the day, let us keep our senses and have on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation, because God assigned us not to wrath, but to the acquiring of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, that when we stay awake, whether we stay awake or are asleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, keep comforting one another and building one another up, just as you are in fact doing. Now, we request you, brothers, to have regard for those who are working hard among you and presiding over you in the Lord and admonishing you, and to give them more than extraordinary consideration in love because of their work. Be peaceable with one another. On the other hand, we exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, speak consolingly to the depressed souls, support the weak, be long-suffering toward all. See that no one renders injury for injury to anyone else, but always pursue what is good toward one another and to all others. Always be rejoicing. Pray incessantly. In connection with everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in union with Christ Jesus respecting you. Do not put out the fire of the Spirit. Do not treat prophesyings with contempt. Make sure of all things. Hold fast to what is fine. Abstain from every form of wickedness. May the very God of peace sanctify you completely, and sound in every respect. May the spirit and soul and body of you brothers be preserved in a blameless manner at the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who is calling you is faithful, and he will also do it. Brothers, continue in prayer for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I am putting you under the solemn obligation by the Lord for this letter to be read to all the brothers. The undeserved kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That was 1 Thessalonians, the letter that Paul wrote to the Thessalonians. The first of those letters, the second one of which we have already read in a previous study. So, that had a lot of important concepts in it. One of them was the idea of what some people call the rapture, but which is the idea of the living being caught away in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. But first, the dead in union with Christ, in verse 16, will rise first, Paul wrote. Also, in 1 Thessalonians 4, that was 4 and 16, and 4 and 17, right? But 1 Thessalonians 4 and 11 talks about minding our own business, working with our hands, living quietly. Very valuable instructions and very valuable ways of living and concepts for how to live. And having control, learning how to get possession or control of our own bodies in sanctification, and not coveting sex with a covetous appetite for sex. That's important also. That's one of the important concepts given there. To love the brothers was another idea. To stand firm in our faith in the Lord, because Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 8, because now we live if you stand firm in the Lord. So standing firm in the Lord is important for all the congregations. In this case, the one particular congregation to whom Paul is writing, the Thessalonians. But it has an impact on the very life of Paul and the people with whom he works and preaches. Specifically, his life is preserved if the ones who have been taught by Paul stand firm in the Lord. In this case, again, it's the Thessalonians to whom he's writing. He wants them to abound in love to one another and to all, because the presence of the Lord was something that was prophesied. It was coming. And we know that Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 CE also. But the modern day presence of the Lord, the second coming as it's described at times, was another aspect of that prophecy about the coming of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. There it is again, 1 Thessalonians 2 and 19, at his presence. Do we have any foreign language version here? Yeah, I have the Kingdom Interlinear. Okay, good. I do have the Kingdom Interlinear. Let's get that. 2 and 19. His presence is the Greek word parousia. Parousia is the Greek word for presence. The presence of the Lord is called the parousia. Right? Of the Lord. So, in Greek. I thought that was the word, actually. It was in my memory, that word parousia, but I wanted to make sure I could check it first with the Kingdom Interlinear Greek version, which is for which version other texts were undoubtedly consulted, such as Westcott and Hort, other, and the Byzantine, or other different manuscripts of the Greek scriptures, which would include these other manuscripts such as Westcott and Hort, Byzantine, and there are others in addition to those. So what do I want to do now? Come back to, where's the reference version? There it is, the reference Bible. Okay, back to the reference Bible. So when we look at also chapter 5. The Lord's Day, Jehovah's Day, actually, not the Lord's Day, but Jehovah's Day, is coming as a thief in the night. And it would be when people are thinking peace and security, that then sudden destruction would be upon them instantly. 5 and 3 of 1 Thessalonians. It's like the pang of distress upon a pregnant woman. She doesn't know when she's going to get the labor pains coming on suddenly, but they can happen suddenly, quite suddenly, and they do. And she's got to be then able to get whatever help she needs to deliver the baby at that time. And Paul gives this other concept that we are sons, or he writes to the Thessalonians that they are sons of light and sons of day. They're not sons of night or darkness. So he gives an illustration about nighttime being the time when people typically or frequently get drunk. And oftentimes that's the time, is at night. Whereas in the daytime, we don't see that as being as common. Typically in the world, it's not as common for people to do that during the daytime. So as Christians, Paul writes that we belong to the day. We belong to the daytime. We're daytime people. We don't have any use for this business about, you know, partying or, you know, pleasure-seeking, getting drunk, and these kinds of things are not activities that really hold any interest for us. Love, he talks about the breastplate of faith and love, and the helmet of the hope of salvation. Those are both interesting illustrations, and we should have regard, he says, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12, for those who are working hard among us, and give them, in verse 13, more than extraordinary consideration in love because of their work. And also we should be peaceable among one another, each other. But we can also admonish the disorderly and speak consolingly to those who are depressed among us, support the weak, be long-suffering. Those are all very useful things to be reminded of. We don't render injury for injury, but we pursue what is good toward one another and to all others. But then we come to these beautiful short verses. Always be rejoicing, verse 16. Pray incessantly, which is verse 17. And in verse 18, give thanks in connection with everything. That's God's will in union with Christ, respecting us. Do not put out the fire of the Spirit. That's a phenomenal verse. I mean, that has immense importance. Do not put out the fire of the Spirit of other people. Do not treat prophesyings with contempt. That's another good one. Every one of these is very useful, very valuable, powerful, important scriptures, and they're all coming. Each verse has an important principle in it, one after the other. They're coming one after the other. Make sure of all things, hold fast to what is fine, and abstain from every form of wickedness. Wow, all those things, one after the other. So that's one of the great blessings of 1 Thessalonians, that letter of 1 Thessalonians that Paul wrote to the congregation at Thessalonica. That was his first letter to them, and we've already read the second letter. And that's it for today's study, so I'm going to end the study now, I think. It's December 1st, 2022, 1609 hours. This is Ward Green. I've enjoyed the study. I hope you have. Little children, have a wonderful day. I love you very much. And Thank you for listening and watching, and bye for now.